forgive me?" I say slowly. "Yes, for I've been reborn, and I see everything so clearly. There will be changes made around here." She smiles and kisses my cheek, and it makes my skin tingle. "Pip, what are you saying?" Those eyes of her shimmer like a mirage. Violet, blue-white, violet, blue-white, till I cannot be sure what is true and what is only a false hope in the desert. "I've had a vision of my own. There will be a new day of empire within the realms. Those who are not with us are against us. And then there is the matter of those who, in truth, are not fit for our new day. The diseased and the poor. The ones who shall never really amount to anything." Her face hardens. "Degenerates." Pippa slips her arm through mine, and I have the urge to shake it off and run. "I confess I don't know what to do about poor Wendy," she says with a sigh. "She's become quite a burden." My voice is a whisper. "What do you mean?" Pip purses her berry-stained lips. "She hears screaming when there is nothing at all to hear. None of us hears a thing. I've told her to stop. I even slapped her for it." "You hit Wendy?" There's a hard determination in Pippa's voice. "She frightens the other girls, and then no one wants to play. There is no screaming. She's only being contrary." "Just because you don't hear it doesn't mean it isn't there." Pip's face eases into one of her childlike smiles. "Oh, Gemma, when will you go with me into the Winterlands again? Isn't it such fun to travel the gorge on the ship, to run up the heath and let the Tree of All Souls whisper to us of who we really are, what we could truly become? You sound as if you have been going without us." That strange half-smile is back. "Of course not. I wouldn't go without you." A chilly gust howls through the tower's windows. A terrible thought crawls its way into my mind. "What happened to Mr. Darcy?" I ask in a whisper, and am surprised by how fast and fluttery my heartbeat is. Pip holds my gaze for a long moment. "He was only a rabbit, not to be missed." Merry laughter floats up the stairs from the floor below. Someone shouts, "Come on, Pip!" and Pippa grins. "My subjects await." She starts down the stairs, only turning back when she doesn't hear me just behind her. "Aren't you coming?" "No," I say. "I don't feel much like dancing." Pip's eyes turn the colour of the Winterlands. "Pity." When I leave the tower, they are in the chapel. Felicity and Pip sit upon the thrones like royalty. Pippa holds a stick like a sceptre in one hand, and she's wearing the cape Felicity gave her a few weeks ago. It seems like years since that happy time. Anne secures Mercy's train. May pulls on her long gloves. Bessie snaps her ivory fan shut. Only Wendy is alone, clutching Mr. Darcy's empty cage. "Now, you'll finally have your chance to become true ladies, and no one will tell you you're not equal to the finest of them," Pippa calls. The girl's eyes shine. Pip wears her ostrich feathers proudly, like the debutante she will not get to be in our world. "Miss Bessie Timmons," Fee calls, and the walls groan. Under the illusion, the vines continue their creeping assault. One by one, the girls glide solemnly toward Pip. They curtsy low before her, and she nods sternly and bids them rise. As they back away, their faces are bright, exultant. They believe with all their hearts that they have become ladies. And in Pip's disquieting eyes, I see that she believes without reservation that she is queen.